Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Everybody wants plants, but nobody wants to grow them. It can be very convenient buying plants or starters at a greenhouse or garden center. However, growing plants from seed can be both economical and self-gratifying. Fall and winter are good times to collect seed from spent plants in the landscape. Seed can also be sourced from reputable seed distributors like seed companies, conservation offices, or retailers. When collecting, storing, and germinating seeds at home, it's important to know what's required. When collecting seeds from the garden, choose the best varieties. However, keep in mind that the original plant was bred for its characteristics. After a generation or two, plants may revert to more natural flavors, colors, or growing habits. The seed was produced to survive, not to be a perfect portrait. You should also collect seeds when they are mature, as they may not mature as well once separated from the plant. A good rule of thumb is dry and brown. Different plants flower at different times, so the seeds will also mature at different times. Generally, this will be a few weeks or months after the flower has spent its bloom, but you may need to look up the specifics for that plant. After separating the seed from the pod or container, it can be placed in a breathable container to dry out. Moisture is the killer of seeds, either from mold or early germination. However, there are varying humidity requirements for seeds to keep them from desiccating entirely. Ideal conditions are around 40 degrees Fahrenheit and around 40% relative humidity. Refrigerators can be good for long term, but they may become too dry. Room temperature may also work for some seeds as long as they are kept in a paper packet and do not get wet. When testing seeds for viability, this can be done with a simple germination trial. Take seeds and place them in layers of damp paper towel, rolled or stacked. Then find a jar or other container and place the seed roll in it, adding a small layer of water to the bottom. Make sure the seeds remain moist, but not thoroughly damp. The seed bundles can be left at room temperature and may require light or darkness depending on the type of seed you are wishing to test. After about a week, check to see what types of seed and how many of a certain type have germinated. This will give a general idea of viability for your seed collection. Some types of seeds will require certain added labor. Stratification is a temperature requirement, either warm stratification at 68 to 80 degrees, or cold stratification around 40 degrees. Scarification is a necessary damaging event to help break down the seed coat. Mechanical scarification can be done with sandpaper or cracking the seed to allow water and oxygen in for germination. Acid scarification can mean soaking in an acidic solution to mimic an animal's digestive tract. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.